Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
There she is. She's just so fabulous. And she's back for, I believe, her third season coaching on The Voice on Channel 9. Joining us on the phone right now. I can't think of an adjective great enough to describe her. I love her. Kelly Rowland, hello.
Hi, thank you guys. You're so sweet.
Oh, we love talking to you, Kelly. And we love that you're back on The Voice for another season because you took it out last season. So we're kind of expecting big things from you.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's pressure now. The pressure is seriously, seriously on.
Yeah.
It's such an interesting concept of a show. Like, I love the blind auditions, and I have been guilty in the past of doing my own blind auditions, like actually closing my eyes and listening to the voices and stuff. It's such a, you're so far removed when you're doing that, losing that sense of sight. But what are you listening for during those blinds, Kelly?
What I'm listening for is something different, something that doesn't sound like anybody else. You know what I mean? That doesn't sound like anybody else that's out that you hear on the radio right now. And, I mean, I just always say a flair. You know what, a flair, a cool tone, confidence. You can tell when somebody is confident and effortless. Like, there has to be an ease in the way you deliver as well.
Well, Sam won it with you last year, and he was the cool DJ / singer who remixed all of his songs live on stage, which was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to see more of that kind of new age music in this season, or is it back to basics of just singing?
No, we've definitely got some different stuff popping off this year. We couldn't go from having Sam to, you know what I mean? So it was really a challenge because you just want to make this year even better than the last year.
Yeah.
So stoked. We are on with Kelly Rowland from The Voice. Season 8 starts Sunday night on Channel 9. Hey, can I ask you about one of your songs? It's an older song. But it's a song called Stole. I've got a little grab of it here. Mary's got the same size hands as Marilyn Monroe. Now, a lot of us would have heard that song before. It's a beautiful piece of music. I wanted to ask you about it because it's a song about gun violence. And that song's coming up on 20 years, that you released it, which is just so crazy. Is it... Like, how do you feel about the fact that that song nearly came out 20 years ago and it seems like not a lot has changed in the world, particularly in your country?
I cannot believe you're going to make me literally cry. It is the most painful thing to watch is gun violence to me, only because you see children really reacting in the most horrifying ways, you know, of taking their lives, and it's just so heartbreaking. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry to do that to you.
No, it's all right. I just think we have to... We really, as a human race, have to remember to protect each other, you know. And I think that that's what's so frustrating about being an American in America right now is that, you know, you have all these series of events that happen with gun violence, and nobody is changing anything. And it takes a new generation to really kick in and really just ignite such a fire within a new generation and even our generation. And really, it really starts to get you going because you have to see change, and you don't want your children to go through that. You don't want another parent to go through that. You don't want other children to go through that. You know what I mean? And it's really frustrating. And sorry, I got emotional, but I can't help but to think of how this has just gotten out of control, and what happened in New Zealand was just heartbreaking for me because Australia has embraced me so beautifully, and for someone to come somewhere where you're just praying and trying to center yourself, and you know, it, all of that chaos breaks out. It's just so heartbreaking, and my heart goes out to all the families that were involved and affected, and it's just really horrible.
I hope the day comes one day when we can listen back to your song Stole and go, that's how it used to be.
Exactly.
You know, that's a historical account.
For sure.
But yeah, we're not there yet. Well, sorry to make you tear up during a breakfast radio interview.
We're talking about
it's
The Voice and how exciting it's going to be.
Watch the voice.
You know what? I'm so happy because you shed light on something that's really, really important. And I hope that, you know, everyone takes it extremely serious, because it's a lot of people out here that, you know, some need help, you know, to you know, do something like that, but there's some people that really just have to be checked, and you got to change laws. And I'm happy that you shed light on that, and I appreciate it, because some people don't talk about it because you want to talk about pop stuff, or, you know, what's the latest trend or whatever. This is what's trending, this is what's happening in our world, and I appreciate you for that. That's so honest, and I love you for that.
Oh, good on you. You're just a divine.
Watch her. You're so sweet.
On Channel 9. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck.
Thank you so much, honey. Bye-bye.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.